But from then on, that contract was tied up. They got out of the public here.
I have this feeling, John, I've been doing a lot of thinking since we talked to you about the need for new initiatives, Chris. I know John is a new initiative man, and I have always been. I wonder at this point if we, first we don't, we have a hell of a lot of new initiatives that are there. People say we really don't need them. Second, I think that just looking at the little package you've got where they are, maybe we ought to gussy some of that up and make it what it is, but make it a State of the Union and a reason. But we don't have to go out every time and go to China. And you see, I'm not sure that the country at this time, looking at it from a domestic standpoint, John, needs that kind of shock. I mean, we've got to be, the country needs this, it needs boldness, and it needs to be against the status quo. Everybody's against the status quo. On the other hand, there is something to be said for a need for some calm and some certainty, and not some idea that every time we turn around, here's some bold new program. You see my point?
Yes.
That completely. We may be that as a country, we've been given an awful lot to them this last year. It's hard for them to turn around.
Suppose we were to do this, and I have no problem with that at all. If the State of the Union can be a literalist State of the Union, with a heavy emphasis on the strong points of what you've already advocated, your quality of life,
Yeah.
talking.
As of what time would that be?
Well, now, that'd be after the McElroy Commission, after our secretary hears it. We say it's all backed up, we know how to do this.
And looking at our immediate problem between now and the first of the year, you're gonna get questions about it, John, your questions. I think the way to handle that is to say that the matter's under consideration and you'll have recommendations to make in the spring. Right? That's not right, you say the same thing. And they'll say, what about that? Well, that's one of the ones we consider.
A lot of work to get done.
A lot of work, we haven't finished the work. That's good by this time. I think it's best, George, from you, but I just have an uneasy feeling that John has convinced me in one sense. When we see what Wilbur did to us on revenue sharing, oh, God, you know, we were real, the revenue sharing government organization were two damn good programs that were.
And we were different, but that's right, and next week.
It's coming up.
Oh, yes, sir, we really did pull you down. I was just up on the hill.
Our brother was here.
We'll get out of the.
He's gonna hurt you, chair budget charge, not fine.
Yeah. But I just gonna run down the urns and grab the capital on those calls, and apparently what he's gonna do is gonna come out of money. And he's already got, just
very different tomorrow, really.
No, it is a very different number. It's a little combination of special and general. And he's got the public interest groups, the states and cities, and the counties to join in this. Through the House, but they have not committed to stick with him through the Senate. And so they're gonna screw him in the Senate, undoubtedly, just like they're screwing us in the House. But he'll go to executive session, probably, as soon as we get done with the tax cut.
You know, I'm sure that the idea must have had some potential hold or will or never was made.
No question about that. He got too much enough. And if you say that this, you know, this service that had a 3 months ride and went down, but believe me, this has been a live issue out in the country, and I understand, I believe it, I believe it, as much as I, you know, talk about the environment, that I realize that it, among certain constituencies, is very important.
I do know that issues that John does as a successful politician, that issues only last 2 or 3 months. It's just damn hard to keep alive in the future.
I'm not so sure that you last any longer.
Thank God.
No, I wouldn't have, but it'll be a hard day to come in here.
Won't.